with Satyar Shah and John Jang on Sportsnet 650.
To join us more and talk about the Whitecaps FC and what we saw last night from Toronto, it is John Molinaro, our Sportsnet.ca soccer chief. And John, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
Well, not exactly a happy fan base here in Vancouver, because a lot of Whitecaps fans viewed the Canadian Championship as this team's chance to really win something meaningful. A lot of people still aren't sold that this is a true playoff team. John, how disappointing was it trying to get into the perspective of a Whitecaps fan watching that loss last night?
I think it would be incredibly disappointing. You know, as you said, it was probably the team's only chance to win, you know, a championship or a trophy this season. Who knows if they're going to get into the MLS playoffs, because they're currently on the outside looking in, and things are pretty tight in the Western Conference. But I think more than that, just, you know, the way that the result took place and, you know, being humbled by Toronto FC, their Canadian rivals, in such an embarrassing fashion like that, you know, going down 4-0 and conceding 5 goals in total. It had to have been a bitter pill to swallow, I would think, for Vancouver fans. And I think it was just a stark reminder of, you know, the gap in class between the two sides. I mean, you alluded to, you know, the difference in payrolls and how these teams have kind of gone about and built their teams. I mean, Vancouver is, I would suggest, you know, a decent side, nothing great. Toronto, even with its poor record in MLS this year, is a very good team with, you know, glittering designated players and a strong supporting cast, and Canadians are at the top of their game. So to see the contrast, the stark contrast between the two teams play out on the pitch like that yesterday, it had to have been, as I said, especially bitter pill to swallow for Whitecaps fans.
Yeah, and John, for our listeners that might not be aware, Toronto FC have the highest payroll of any team in MLS, not just out of the Canadian-based teams, in the league. And Vancouver's in the bottom third as far as payroll going for Major League Soccer. But what's interesting, and John and I chatted about this earlier on in the program before you joined us, we know the dollar figures that come with players like Giovinco and Altidor and Bradley, and the fact that Kai Kamara is the only Whitecap player that's making $1 million or more. But you look at the teams that win championships right now in this league, and I'm not saying it's an automatic recipe to hoist some hardware, but Toronto won the league title last year. We know who's on their roster. Seattle Sounders won it the year before. They right now have 4 players making $1 million or more dollars. Portland Timbers won it the year before that. They've got 3 players on their roster making $1 million or more. I know it goes without saying, but right now this league looks like one that if you are going to hoist a trophy, whether it's domestically or in your league, that you have to be able to open up your wallet as a franchise, isn't it?
It is, you know, especially in a salary cap league where, you know, there's so many controls and devices working against you. You just can't sort of go out and spend willy-nilly. You can spend, but you're in certain restrictions. I think the other thing, too, is it's not just that you have to spend, but you have to spend smartly. You know, when you look at Toronto as an example, since general manager Tim Bezbachenko has come on board, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, you know, his batting average is incredibly high. I mean, aside from Giovinco and Jozy Altidore and Michael Bradley, he's also brought in guys like Victor Vasquez and Auro Jr., the Brazilian fullback, and Gregory Vanderbilt, and signed free agent Drew Moore and Clint Irwin. So it's not just the designated players. It's a strong supporting cast. And he's all the players that he's brought in. There have certainly been some missteps, and I'm not suggesting that his record has been flawless, but overall, Tim Bezbachenko's you know, track record of player recruitment is pretty stellar. I don't think you can make the same statement regarding the Vancouver Whitecaps. I mean, you look at some of the guys that they've brought in over the years, they've been hit or miss, even this season. You know, Kai Kamara, notwithstanding, I think he's been a great signing, but some of the other guys the Whitecaps have brought in, both as designated players and not designated players, there's nowhere near the same success rate. So, again, it's about spending money, yes, but it's also about spending it smartly and efficiently. And I don't think the Whitecaps, that's what we said, has done nearly as good a job with that as Toronto FC.
I mean, when it comes to Whitecaps fans, obviously the big draw for this team right now, at least for the next 4 months, is going to be come here, watch Alphonso Davies. He's headed to Europe in a little while, so it's your last chance to go and see him. But if we take Alphonso Davies out of the equation, John, you're a neutral third party, of course. What do the Whitecaps have to offer their fan base to ask them to open up their wallets and come spend money either buying tickets or spending it in concession at BC Place? What is the draw for this team right now if they can't really show them anything else? And Kai Kamara, with respect, 33 years old, he's not exactly the big drawing point because he might not be here longer than this season anyways.
Yeah, I think they have very little, to be perfectly honest, to make that sort of case to draw fans in. I mean, Kamara, again, I think that's been a good signing. And, you know, you hate to think where the Whitecaps would be without him because his goals have proven pivotal. But you take away Alphonso Davies, with regards to this season anyway, I don't know that there's much there for Whitecaps fans to be interested in or to have faith that, you know, this team is going to sort of put it together for down those season stretch to qualify for the playoffs. They've been hit or miss all year. I think there hasn't been any real consistency. You know, goals against has just been atrocious. I mean, they've registered 3 clean sheets in 28 games in all competitions. And I mean, again, 5 goals yesterday. I can't count how many. It's probably the umpteenth time that they've conceded at least 2 or 3 goals in a game this year. So, just from a purely marketing entertainment value perspective, I don't know what the Whitecaps offer. I mean, you guys are obviously closer on the ground than I am, but I'm probably not in the same position, but just looking from it from afar, I don't see that there's much there that Whitecaps fans should be excited about this season.
John Molinar, our head soccer correspondent for Sportsnet.ca, joining us here on the Playbook with John Jang and Joey Kenward. All right, it's funny because if the Caps did win last night, everybody would be elated. They would have gone 6 in a row without a loss. The coach's job probably safe. Well, they get embarrassed against one of their arch rivals. Now they're getting into the final third of the regular season where it's going to be, even if they are only 2 points out of a playoff spot right now, it could be a real, real tough road to hoe for them just to get into the postseason. There's lots of rumors circulating when this sort of stuff happens around the coach and his staff. I know you say you might not have your feet on the ground, but you're as dialed into this league as anybody in this country, John. What's the word you've been hearing? Are the coaches here with the Whitecaps safe as far as their job security would be concerned?
I don't have it on very firm authority, but just from everything I've heard from talking to people around the league and to some colleagues in Vancouver, no, they're not on firm ground. I think, you know, barring, you know, an MLS Cup victory, I suspect that this will be Carl Robinson's, you know, last season in Vancouver. You know, it's unfortunate for me to say that because I have a lot of time for Carl, both as a person. You know, I got to know him quite a bit when he was a player here in Toronto FC, and he's a quality individual. And, you know, you'd like to see a young coach like that succeed, especially a guy like him who, again, so personable, family man, you know, student of the game. You'd like to see him do well. But I think Vancouver is just, you know, the last 2 or 3 seasons have really spun their wheels under his leadership, and I don't think they've advanced or developed or gotten better significantly in any way. So I think it's, you know, again, barring them winning the MLS Cup, which I don't think is likely, I think they really have to consider, you know, moving on and bringing in someone new.
John, if that is the case, and the Whitecaps need a coaching change, who do you think is a viable replacement for Carl Robinson for next season and beyond?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it might be worthwhile, you know, talking to Marco DeSantos, you know, the Canadian coach who's, you know, coached in the USL you know, formerly of the Montreal Impact, Canadian. I think he was in charge of the Ottawa Fury before. I think he's, you know, a young, promising, up-and-coming coach. And I think someone like him with just fresh eyes would, you know, could possibly help invigorate, you know, the Whitecaps, because, again, I think they've just become incredibly stagnant under Robinson in the last 2 or 3 seasons.
A few more moments here with John Molinaro from Sportsnet.ca, talking all things Whitecaps as they get back to action on the weekend when they play host to the New York Red Bulls. That'll be a 4:30 kickoff at BC Place. You know, the poll question we've got up at Sportsnet 650, John, is getting a slew of response here, and it's only been up for about 45 minutes. And we're asking sports fans here in Vancouver, what interests you the most about coming out and supporting the Whitecaps down the stretch drive? Is it the fact that they are still within striking distance of a playoff spot? Is it the in-game experience at BC Place? Is it having a chance to watch Alphonso Davies? Or are you even slightly, if remotely, interested at all to go watch MLS? And Alphonso Davies just has a very slight lead over no interest. You've been in this league a long time. You've watched a lot of young up-and-coming players, whether they're from Canada or not, play in this league. Don't you think right now that no matter where the Whitecaps are in the standings, that this kid is worth the price of admission, and this is a player you want to be able to see live and in person before he heads overseas to Germany?
I do, yeah. I think it's incredible to think he's only 17, because I think he plays with a level of maturity and confidence that really belies his age. Canada does not produce players like Alphonso Davies very often. I mean, we're sort of renowned for producing goalkeepers, midfielders, defenders, kind of stoic, defensive type players. But, a dynamic attacker like Alphonso Davies, someone who can be a real game changer with his bright attacking play, he's a one in a generational player for Canada. So, yeah, I mean, if I'm the Whitecaps, that's what I'm hanging my hat on for the rest of the season. Come see, the next big thing in Canadian soccer. And I think trotting him out there does the product. Obviously, it'll hopefully attract fans for the Whitecaps, but I think it, bolsters their playoff chances as well. I mean, I think you need, there's no reason in holding him back now. I know he's young and he's going to be going off to Bayern Munich, but if I'm Carl Robinson, I squeeze every ounce that I can out of him before he leaves, because I think he's, as I said, he's a game breaker. He's a game changer. Mm-hmm. And I think he can really sort of bolster your team's playoff chances. So there's no sense holding back now. Trot him out there full throttle and go for it.
A few more minutes here with John Molinaro here on It's the Playbook on Sportsnet 650. And John, you did write when Vancouver was arriving in Toronto before the game last night that even at the airport, there wasn't a lot of people there waiting for Alphonso Davies, which probably does seem a little strange considering he's the biggest, youngest soccer star in this country. But as the days progressed and eventually leading up to the game last night, did you notice more and more attention and more young fans, especially of the game of soccer, who wanted to meet Alphonso and maybe have a chance to get his autograph and grab a selfie with him, for example?
A little bit, but not much. I mean, and, the article I wrote, it wasn't so much about, the buzz in the city about him. It was more about, media coming out, because the Whitecaps trained at BMO Field the day before the game. Mm-hmm. And not that I was expecting it, when Sidney Crosby or Alex Ovechkin comes to town to play the Leafs and there's a huge, massive media horde. But I figured there would be a respectable media presence at training, because, it's a great story. There's not many positive Canadian soccer stories going on, and this is a guy who just signed for Bayern Munich, so he's going to go play for one of the biggest clubs in the world. I would have thought there would have been more reporters interested in talking to him and telling his story, but it was only three or four of us on Thursday, and that was just incredibly disappointing. I think it speaks to certainly the East Coast versus West Coast bias of the Toronto media, but also just about how difficult it is for, a Canadian soccer story, even a positive one like Alphonso Davies, to get any kind of traction. It's still very hard. I mean, there's no doubt about the sport's popularity, but I think it still has a long way to go, soccer in this country, in terms of moving the dial when it comes to media interest.
304 maybe, but 304 who certainly know best. John, appreciate you giving us some time here this morning, breaking down what we saw last night between Whitecaps and Toronto FC.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, John. Sportsnet 650.